SRN News. I'm John Scott. Hurricane Erin will spare the U.S. East Coast a direct landfall, but will stir up life-threatening surf conditions along the entire Atlantic coast from Florida to Canada's maritime provinces. Emergency officials and the National Weather Service are pleading with people to use caution and stay out of the water at the beach to avoid hazardous rip currents that often cause deaths during offshore hurricanes. Highway 12 through the Outer Banks expected to be impassable for several days now. President Trump says he will not send U.S. troops to Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
At Monday's summit with Ukraine's president and European leaders, Donald Trump said the U.S. will help the European effort to secure Ukraine, and he did not rule out sending American troops. That promise of support was praised by European and NATO leaders. But during a Fox News interview on Tuesday, the president offered his assurances that U.S. forces won't be defending Ukraine's border. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Three more Republican governors have authorized the deployment of National Guard troops to Washington.
Mississippi, Tennessee, and Louisiana are the latest states sending National Guard troops to the nation's capital. Those states' Republican governors joining their counterparts in Ohio, West Virginia, and South Carolina in backing President Trump's show of force in Washington, aimed at cracking down on crime and boosting immigration enforcement. The number of Guard troops detailed to D.C. now totals more than 1,100. About 800 troops had already been called up from the D.C. National Guard. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And on Wall Street, stocks are mixed and edging further from record highs they've attained recently. The Dow is up 6 points, but the NASDAQ composite losing 276. This is SRN News. A Florida ministry takes on dangerous video game platforms. SRN's Michael Harrington with a report.
The Florida Faith Alliance is concerned about Roblox, Discord, and other sites where children go to play games and might wind up in contact with a sexual predator. The Alliance has begun a series of classes to help teach moms and dads what the dangers are and how to keep their kids safe. Founder Lynn Barletta says, quote, parents equipped with the right knowledge become the frontline defense against predators. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another attack on Christians in India. International Christian Concern reports that a band of 70 people beat up a pair of pastors who were walking home through a forest near Odisha. A local Christian leader tells ICC this incident is not an isolated case, but part of a disturbing pattern of violence against Christian minorities and reflecting a growing climate of intolerance in the country. This is SRN News. The Sooner State is taking an unusual move concerning school teachers. Jason Walker reports.
Oklahoma will require applicants for teaching jobs from California and New York to pass an exam the state's top education official says is designed to safeguard against, quote, radical leftist ideology. State school superintendent Ryan Walters says any teacher coming from those two blue states will be required to pass Oklahoma's PragerU assessment test before getting a certification. 50-question test is finalized and will be rolling out very soon. Jason Walker reporting.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear has taken emergency action to ban the sale of a synthetic drug known as designer Xanax in his state. It's been linked to dozens of overdose deaths last year in Kentucky. More details at srnnews.com.